to Doing Time with Ron Kuby on AirAmerica.com.
Welcome back. You're Doing Time with Ron Kuby. Bill Shun is a science fiction writer and the author of The Accidental Terrorist. And years ago, he was one of those young Mormon missionaries that you've seen running around the planet with a little white shirt and jacket and stuff. And so concerned was he about the spiritual welfare of his mentor that when he tried to leave his Mormon mission, Bill decided the only thing he could do was to phone in a bomb threat to the airline that was supposed to spirit him away. Is that right, Bill?
That's correct.
And then what happened?
And then I realized I'd just done something incredibly stupid. I walked away from the payphone, and I noticed that security guards were fanning out across the whole concourse of the airport. I was at the Calgary International Airport. I knew they were looking for me. They probably had some idea that the phone call had come from a payphone at the airport. But stupid me, the next thing I did was go to another payphone and call, try to call some of the other missionaries that I'd been talking to try to get someone, one of our leaders, to come out to the airport and try to convince this fellow not to leave.
Yeah, and I imagine the RCMP, while they're not necessarily the sharpest pencils in the box, they do get their man. I imagine they did get you. And ultimately, what happened with your case?
Ultimately, they nabbed me there at the airport, and the wheels of Canadian justice turned pretty quickly. I spent the night in jail. The next morning got out on bail, despite the fact that a magistrate had been instructed not to let me out. This was in the run-up to the Calgary Olympics, and the Crown prosecutor wanted to send a message that terrorism was not going to be tolerated in Alberta. That was pretty much the first I'd realized that what I'd done could be construed as terrorism. But on Wednesday, I elected to be tried by a judge, pled guilty to a lesser charge of public mischief. There was a brief idea that they might actually try to charge me with hijacking, because the airplane that I had called in the threat against was in the air coming to Calgary at the time I'd made the phone call.
I always hate it when that happens, Bill.
Yeah,
the airplane was in the air. But eventually you escaped with probation. Your fellow parishioner ended up going back to Fresno. And let's move ahead to the present. You're not only barred from Canada, but you're also now an ex-Mormon. How did you end up where you are?
In the years after my mission, I slowly just drifted away from the church. I was living in Utah for those 7 years, not going to church. The rules and strictures of the Mormon church didn't make a lot of sense to me. But because I was still steeped in that culture, my family was all around, my friends were all around, all of them were Mormon, I didn't really give myself mental space to actually pull away entirely from the church. Then I moved to New York City when I was about 28, and immediately I realized, this just wasn't for me. I fell away, and I got very angry at the Mormon church, and I started posting a lot of screeds on my website talking about my experiences as a Mormon, and I started reading a lot of history and really learned about the origins of the Mormon church and the sorts of things from early church history that the leaders in Salt Lake City literally had told their own members they did not want them to read about because it would shake their faith.
Now, I actually read almost all of your book last night. I'd like to say it was a page-turner, but of course I couldn't turn the pages. I had to just click away on my little computer. And I have to say, it's probably in the top third of good books that I've read recently. It's a great account. It's a great memoir. It's interesting. It has sex, a little bit of rock and roll, even throw in some Orson Scott Card for the sci-fi aficionados, the only Mormon science fiction writer that I know of. Why isn't this thing published?
Well, one big thing intervened. I started writing the book as it stands today in 1999. It started making the rounds in 2001. It was out at a lot of publishing houses, and suddenly 9/11. And the word that came back to my agent was, this book is, in the current climate, is deeply unbuyable.
Yeah.
There was just no editor that was going to touch it at that point.
Okay, well, that was a number of years ago.
What are we doing with the tome now?
It was shopped around a bit a few years ago, well, quite a bit, with another agent that I was working with very closely who decided to quit the business and go into improv. And so the book went on a hiatus again while I worked on some science fiction projects. Lately, I've just started podcasting the book chapter by chapter, trying to drum up a little bit of interest in it again, and I'm getting it ready to make the rounds once more.
Okay, so if somebody wants to hear the podcast, what does one do?
All you need to do is go to my website, shun.net, S-H-U-N-N.net. There's a link to the latest episode right on my homepage. You can go get all the previous episodes. Actually, I'm only up to the second installment, which went up this morning. But those will continue going up one chapter every week for most of the year. I'll be done serializing the whole book in my podcast on October 30th.
Well, it sounds like an interesting way of getting the book out there. I actually prefer to read it in actual writing myself from beginning to end last night, which I was able to do. And I wish you luck in actually getting it published. It's a good book and a good story.
And, thank you very much.
And ultimately, the lesson that I take away from your account is that people who have deep religious beliefs in higher powers not infrequently end up deciding that it's necessary to break the law of man in order to serve the will of God.
That was the thing that terrified me about my own experience, was how close I came to that line, thinking that I was doing something right.
I actually think you crossed the line. I think once you make a bomb threat to an airplane, you actually do cross the line. But
I can't really deny that.
Okay. Bill Shun, look, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. It was a pleasure to read the book. The name of the
book
is The Accidental Terrorist, and you can learn more about it by going to shun.net. That's shun.net. That's shun.net. Okay,
your
Chris.
Technological savvy continues to amaze me, Ron.
I'm sorry.
shunn.net.
Do we have to do the www?
No, Ron. Just shun.net.
All right. You're doing time with Ron Kuby. We'll be back.
You're doing time with Ron Kuby.
Call Kuby now at 866-303-2270.
Fresh opinions and news you can use. This is your home for progressive talk. AirAmerica.com.